así.
4K. Fantasy. It's a war. It's a war.
Ago, it was like in the Spanish translation, it says Carl's mom won't let him act hardcore.
That's fucking great.
I know, that's what I was like. That should be the name of a band, Carl's mom won't let him act hardcore.
Yeah, that's good. Or just Carl's mom.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Hot Carl.
Hot Carl.
Hot Carl.
Well, hey, it's me, Hot Carl. Thanks for tuning into KBBL 73.3.
The Bee.
Ooh.
Anyway, welcome to Game Classy.
Game Classy. The only high greater than the high you get from bathing in the blood of children.
I'm your host, Joe, and with me as always is the Paul Ryan to my Mitt Romney, Steve.
How actually, do I have to be Paul Ryan? That sucks.
Actually, no, you're more my Chris Christie, and anybody who gets political humor would appreciate that. Well, you have to know Steve, and you have to, there's just a lot to that joke, so I'm just going to ignore it right there.
That was very high end.
Yeah, it was a little bit. And Chris Christie, he's a big guy. Loves sandwiches.
Who doesn't love sandwiches? I'm pretty sure you, me, everyone listening to this podcast likes sandwiches.
I like fucking sandwiches.
Right now, someone's like, fuck, I'm making myself a sandwich right fucking now. He's getting the mustard and the mayo, salami.
Oh, look at this mustard. It's some nice spicy brown
mustard.
Could
I use the lettuce? It's quick lettuce.
It's crispy. Shredded lettuce. Who put shredded lettuce on shit?
Just horseshit. I hate shredded lettuce. It's the worst shit on the planet.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to another exciting episode of Game Classy, the show where we talk about games.
No, we talk about dicks.
We talk about dicks, too.
Yes! I made a campaign promise.
You did make a campaign
on the Facebook page to talk about dicks.
Yeah, we did. however, today, I do want to go over a lot of stuff. I actually want to talk a lot about board games today. Because
okay.
we don't normally talk, we say we talk about board games, but we usually just talk passing wherever I go, hey, Steve, how's X-Wing selling? And you're like, fuck X-Wing, I'm not going to...
Buy my X-Wing game, fellas.
Yeah, as George Lucas comes out of your chest like a fucking alien.
Quado?
Like a quad. I was going to say like a chest burster.
Joe,
but...
start the reactor. Disney, start prequel episode 7.
I mean, the... All right.
You could... I did this... I covered this on the Planet Arbitrary podcast, my feelings on it. But if you want to have a say, go on the whole...
My say is very simple.
Yes.
Make the Thrawn trilogy. Or go fuck yourselves.
That ain't happening. You know that's not happening. They're not paying Timothy Zahn dick to do that.
Just saying.
No, it's and besides,
the definitive best work in Star Wars is the Admiral Thrawn trilogy.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be made into a movie. It actually works better as a book. It would never work in a movie form.
It could.
No, it would be boring as fuck.
Whatever. The concept is the Avengers wouldn't work in movie form, but that seemed
to
pay off
pretty well.
No, the
Avengers would work in movie form.
That was very risky.
It was risky. I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but I'm just saying. But that's because we looking at the Avengers as a whole. There was no story behind it. Like, they built the story around it. The Thrawn trilogy already exists, so you have to work within that confines. I don't think it would work if they actually put that out there. I mean, the characters are great and everything, and there's a lot of fun. You could put Christopher Walken as Grand Admiral Thrawn. It'd be brilliant.
Oh, Luke, welcome to my new Superstar Destroyer. You're gonna put this watch in your ass for 3 years.
You single-handedly have the worst Christopher Walken impression.
I bet mine's better than yours.
I highly doubt that.
Dude, everyone has a shitty Christopher Walken impression.
Yes. Some shittier than others.
See, you wouldn't even do yours.
Not right now.
Yeah,
there's no
exactly.
time for the...
You're afraid.
Maybe someday.
The fear.
The fears.
The fear has you.
Speaking of...
The fear has you, Joe. My boner rises.
When Disney owns Star Wars, then you have my permission to get butthurt.
So I always think he sounds like a mixture of like Sean Connery and Falkor.
Some Ukrainian guy.
No, it's Falkor mixed with Sean Connery.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Atreyu.
Yeah, see? Wait. Once you pass the Oracle, then you have my permission to die.
Well, so you went into a little bit of the turtle.
Yeah, it's that's what, not Falkor, the turtle. That's what we said on the podcast.
Yes. That's a very good point, Joe.
Yeah, not Falkor.
We are so tired.
Kind of mix of all of them.
We can't hear you anyway. These microphones don't pick up anything outside of if you're right on top of them. All right, you can probably hear Nikki on that one.
We are so stoned.
Speaking of the fear of Bane, what'd you go as for Halloween this year?
I had two costumes.
All right.
King Squid.
King. So you went as Lazy?
No, King Squid.
Okay.
That was it was a legit costume.
Okay.
And then my other costume was a Bavarian guy.
It was Bavarian. Hitler?
No, Hitler is not from Bavaria.
Well, I mean, he's German.
But he's not from Bavaria.
I put it all together. Doesn't matter. It's all
no.
German.
No.
You're a Nazi? Were you a Nazi?
No, you're a Nazi.
You're.
I was just a happy-go-lucky guy looking to get drunk.
You know what, take care
with
of
with my lederhosen and my little brown hat.
You know what, take care of you Nazis? Bolt-action rifles.
Fuck that. And King Squid was pretty cool. I had a big-ass king robe and a squid hat. It was pretty cool.
My daughter went as Batman. Diana said it was Batwoman. I said Batman because I refuse to believe in gender stereotyping my child. And Batwoman's stupid.
Good for you.
And
good
me,
for you.
Me
and, how progressive of you.
Me and my wife went as Bruce Wayne's parents.
Were you just skeletons? Did you go in skeleton makeup?
No, we just dressed. We dressed in fancy clothes.
See, it would have been ideal if you'd just done skeleton makeup. If you'd gone as skeletons.
Well, I told my wife because she was like, "We have to dress up for this party. And we're bringing Penny too." And I'm just like, "Why? I don't want to dress up this year. I'm like, I'm tired as all hell. I'm overworked at this point, and blah 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 blah." And she's just like, "We have to do it. They're making us wear costumes." I'm like, "All right, fine. Then since Penny's going as Batman, then just put on some fancy clothes, find your pearls, and then we'll go as Batman's parents." I'm like, "The pearls are necessitated. You need the pearls to go as Batman's mom."
Sure.
And then I get home, and Diana's like, "I couldn't find my pearls, so I'm just wearing this necklace." I'm like, "No, you can't do that. That's not how it works." It's like I don't have any white face paint for my Joker costume. I'm just gonna go with purple.
Green.
I'm just gonna go with purple face paint for my Joker.
Green
costume.
Lips.
With green lips. And it's like, what's
every time I hear your daughter's name, all I can think of is dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, from Inspector. That would actually be a good costume to go as Inspector Same. Gadget. Yeah. Where am I going to find a great trench coat like that, though?
Everywhere.
Really?
They're easy to find.
I've never seen one. go Gadget Penis.
Actually, well, that's obvious, but for you could just make everything hobby related. Be like, go Gadget Super Glue and just spray yourself with super glue.
Oh, God, it burns. This was a terrible idea.
My eyes.
Oh, God, it hurts. It hurts.
Oh, God, not the bees. My eyes. My eyes.
The bees.
This is killing me. It's not going to bring back your bees.
He's going to be in Expendables 3. You hear that?
Oh, really? That's yeah. awesome. I love Nicolas Cage.
I think Nick Cage is great.
Nick Cage
as well.
Is a genius.
So, getting actual to what this podcast is about instead of being you just talking about Nicolas Cage, a couple board games. I really wanted to talk about Game of Thrones, the second edition, which I just got, which you finally were able to procure for me after a very. It's only been out since, like, what, September?
It was out of print for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't. It went out of print, and then they reprinted second edition, and then they went out of stock
of the second edition. Now
twice.
Yes. So I finally got mine, and I was able to play it. And let me tell you this, because I played the first edition, and the first edition was, like, really streamlined, really great. The second edition just was like, hey, let's just give you more stuff to do during this game. So it's like at the beginning of every phase, it's just like da, 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 moving cards, doing things. Yeah, like flame shooting up, stompers going down.
Nice.
It's actually a fun game, and I do like that they give you all six houses of Westeros. And in terms of playing the game, I think it's one of the better board games that's come out in the last 5 or 6 years. I'm talking straight up board game, not like any of the crazy. Oh, he's farting. Oh, I think he just shit his pants. Not like card games and stuff like that, but straight up board game. It's probably one of the better ones. I think the only thing that it doesn't have dice either, which is impressive for a lot of people.
Everything's cards, right?
Everything's card based, yeah. Which a lot of people like because it takes out a lot of the chance of the game. There's a lot of strategy involved in how you play.
It makes it a different type of chance.
Yeah, a different type of chance. There's less variance in it. How about that? But the only thing I have to say about that game is what hinders it is that they're really regulated. it really goes down to the map of Westeros in the game. So it's like you're really hindered by wherever you start. Like there's not enough openness in the game, so to speak. It's like that's my only issue and concern with that. It's a good game though. Have you ever played it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. What house do you like to play, Steve?
Lannister.
Lannister?
Obviously.
You never forget?
No, I just play Lannister. Oh, I never forget to play Lannister.
You know what's actually my wife, when we played, I was Lannister, my wife was Baratheon, and friends were playing Greyjoys and Starks.
Fuck.
Greyjoys. The Greyjoys. No, my wife dominated everyone. She's just like, I'm gonna move all along, do all this crazy shit, and fucking A. Of course I played wrong, like, for the first half of the game, like you do with every new board game.
I don't. I usually play correctly very quickly.
Do you? Like, it's always,
it
like...
It depends. Like, some games have a very esoteric mechanic, and they're just kind of like, I don't really understand this. But most board games, after reading the rules, I'm just like, all right, I got it.
Well, yeah, it's more like playing, like, oh, shit, this is how that plays instead.
You should have done this.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, this makes way more sense. But yeah, that's a good part of it.
I think that's just because of a massive history of playing a lot of like CCGs and miniatures games, and you can identify what's broken really fast. Like, yeah. We played Thunderstone, and I was like, well, this guy seems broke, dick, busted. So I went after that one guy, totally degenerate, like overpowered as fuck. And we're like, well, we're not playing with him anymore because he's too powerful.
Oh.
He's actually so degenerately overpowered. I was just like, I was able to pick it up like that.
What's Thunderstone?
It's a fantasy deck building game where you build a party of heroes and you go into the dungeon and fight monsters. It's pretty fun.
Not much to it. It's just a.
I mean, it's a deck building game. There's five heroes, which is like cleric, rogue, fighter, wizard, whatever, and then you've got your generic townsfolk goons who can help you out, and then you have like your shitty like foot soldiers who you start with
goons.
They're free. They're goons, and then you can build multiple strategies off that. So if you start with a lot of goons and long spears, and when you play a long spear, you get to draw another card. So the more cards you draw, the more you can play. So you can build a strategy off of some of the heroes that buff all of your party members. So you could just focus on getting more of like the little shitty guys, and then a bunch of the spears. So then your turns become like play a dude, play a spear. Draw a card, play a dude, play a spear, draw a card, play a dude, play a spear, draw a card, play a dude, play a spear, draw a card, play a dude, play a spear, draw a card, and then just kill whatever the monsters are by swarming it.
Do you hear that sucking sound? Fun vampire.
That's just strategy.
That's strategy.
I don't think it's a strategy. I don't think it's the best one, but if you can rush it early, that's the whole thing with deck building games. Like, you have to adapt your strategy because all of the strategies are on the table at the same time.
Yeah.
So if I see you're going for the guy who buffs your other heroes, and you're like, you're getting all that stuff to set that up because it's kind of like a steamroll thing, I could totally foobar you by like buying up things that you need for your strategy and just being like, ah, suck it.
Have you, speaking of deck building games, this isn't actually a deck building game, but it's a deck game. It's from Kickstarter. Have you seen Ruse yet?
No, I have not seen Ruse.
It looks really cool. I might actually get it through the Kickstarter. It's only like $25 and you get the deck.
What type of game is it?
It is, do you remember the game Fiasco?
Yeah.
Okay. And where you have to like come up with like all these excuses.
Yeah, you're making a fucking Fargo movie.
Kind of like that with Fiasco. But what Ruse is actually a deck building game, and I can read the little introduction that it has on here. A murder has been committed in the Victorian steampunk city of Saint Sebastian.
I'm no longer interested.
I saw that and I was like, oh, that kind of sounds I'm so fucking tired of the steampunk thing. However, listen to this. You have been made the short list of police suspects, and the only way to retain your freedom is to prove that one of the others on the list is in fact the murderous culprit. So you're the other people you're playing with. Mm-hmm. Players take turns making accusations against the other players by placing method, motive, or opportunity cards in front of them, providing alibis against the accusations made by them. So that's what you're using your deck for. You're playing, you know, accusations like, well, you wanted to kill him because you had his baby, you know, and stuff like that. And then you have to defend against that using the cards in your deck as well, your alibi cards. I just think it sounds like a really quick, fun system that you could play with a group of people. It sounds kind of fun. Like, there's like an element of, there's an element of building to it and an element of like role playing to it. And I think that sounds fun. It actually sounds a little bit more like Gloom, but with that story building element of Fiasco built in.
Eh.
I don't know. It looks really cool. If you check out the Kickstarter, I'll put it up on the Facebook.
You should do that, but it doesn't sound appealing to me at all.
Is it just because it says steampunk?
A, because it's steampunk, and that, like, scenario doesn't seem very appealing to me. Like, if now you're, if you were steampunk dudes battling it out in a city with ray guns, I would be like, well, all right, maybe we'll take a look at that.
I like the murder mystery things. I've always wanted to do that. How to host a murder mystery?
They suck, dude. They're not fun. People are shit. Like, they're really bad, and they're so fucking easy. Either they're sensical, they make sense, so they're very easy, and you break. Well, I mean, I do. Like, there was one I played at a party. We played for 15 minutes, and I was just like, he's the murderer. I just, like, turned and looked, and, like, that guy is the murderer. And dude's just like, okay. I mean, yeah, you're right. And I ruined it for everyone.
Why did you do that?
Because it was supposed to be 2 hours. Because I guessed, and I was like, yeah, fuck y'all. I win the game.
Oh, you were such a fun vampire.
So that was, hey, I figured it out. But they're either sensical, and I can do that. I break them in, like, 15 minutes. So I'm like, oh, it's totally that guy. Or they're retarded and they make no sense. They're just the most nonsensical gibberish ever, and it's some random, like, it's like, oh, that guy's the murderer, and you're like thinking about it, you're like, that doesn't fucking make any sense. This game's retarded.
I think if you actually played with people who want to play the game instead of just want to win, Steve.
It wasn't about wanting to, it's just that I had the answer, so I had to, like, wreck it for everyone by, like, ruining it. And I didn't want to play anymore because I knew the answer. Like, I was playing and I was having a good time. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's that guy. And I'm like, oh, that guy's a murderer. Game is over. Yeah.
That's no fun.
I'm not going to continue a charade when I know the answer, sir. Sir.
That's why you're the DM and you're not normally the player. Like, you're the DM because you could put those little twists and stuff into the game instead of being the player who's like, wait a second, that guy's a necromancer, kill him,
stab him in the face.
And it ruins, like, all of the DM's it was carefully funny. Constructed plans.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because this is at Gen Con, I played in a Pathfinder society scenario,
yeah,
and there was a riddle, and the other players were, like, all, like, thinking about it. I'm just like, nope, turn it this way. Riddle solved. And the DM was like, Did you play this before? And I was like, nope, you're all just dumb.
the nice thing about the ruse deck is it's actually just a deck. There's no board games. There's no board or pieces or anything else.
Does it double as playing cards?
It doubles as playing cards.
All right. I like that. I like any of those games that double as playing cards. I'm a fan of.
Yeah. It looks, and for, like, I mean, 25 is a little high for that. I think it probably could have been, like,
it's pricey for a deck of cards. But if they're on the nice poker stock, it's at least a little justified.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if you paid, like, $15, it'd probably be a little bit more. But it's a Kickstarter, so they're trying to make some money off of it. You know,
I'm more interested in Shadowgate.
Shadowgate? What's Shadowgate?
Shadowgate is an old ass NES, PC, Mac title. It was a point and click adventure game, first person, and you were going through a medieval castle, and there were monsters, like dragons and demons and shit, and you had to solve it. And then you had a timer because you had torches, and once your torches ran out, you're dead.
Oh.
So you had to find more torches to keep playing, and you had to solve puzzles at a good rate, otherwise you'll fail because your torch is burning down. And they're remaking it. It looks super nice. It's got, like, HD art, and, like, the sound's really good. And they're producing a card game with it.
I was going to say, like, that would have been awesome for Game On, except for the fact that – or Play On. I'm sorry, Play On. Except for the fact that we're the board game, we're the analog stuff.
They're producing a card game.
They're producing a card game for it.
A Shadowgate card game. And I was like, oh, that's fucking sweet. So I'm thinking about going, just getting the card game. And we're like, I mean, the video game would be a nice bonus, but I really want that card game.
I want that sweet ass card game.
Sweet, sweet card game. Sweet Georgia Brown.
That sweet, sweet heroin. Wait, what? The other game that I was looking at, and I was really Merchant of Venus. They did their Fantasy Flight's putting out a new version of it.
It's out now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I had no clue.
$80.
Woo! Woo!
It's a big box. It looks nice.
Is it? Because
they actually should have. It was supposed to come out months ago, but they got into a legal battle with Hasbro.
Oh, with Hasbro?
Yeah, because Hasbro, Avalon Hill, like, they had the rights. Yeah, kinda, Avalon they lapsed.
Hill. Avalon Hill put it out in like 80 something or other. I remember playing it mid to late 90s at a friend's house. And it was actually a fun game from what I remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, Avalon Hill tries to dick over Fantasy Flight usually, because Fantasy Flight goes after old titles to relaunch them. Like, they were trying to do Dune.
Dune,
but,
yeah.
Avalon Hill was like, no, fuck you. We're Avalon Hill. We matter. Fantasy Flight just made, they were like, fine, we'll just use our own Twilight Imperium universe and make it Rex. The game's still really fucking good. Rex is a great game.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great. Super fun.
Yeah, that's cool. I think we talked a little bit about that. But yeah, Avalon Hill put it out years and years and years ago. The new artwork looks friggin' beautiful.
The components are really nice. It's good.
The only problem is it looks like one of those standard... I don't remember it being that busy when I played it back in, you know, the 90s, but who knows? It was a long time.
It's probably got some more stuff.
Yeah, it was...
Or if there are ever expansions, they probably put it all in there.
Yeah, it was... I just remember playing it, and it was like, oh, this is a fun little game. It was like one of my first experiences.
It's no Twilight Imperium.
It is no Twilight Imperium. All right, so you have to go into council session, and you have to spend 3 uranium points to go and and mine that moon.
Filibuster roll.
Filibuster. Oh, Jesus Christ, we're in filibuster yet. All right, we're all going to skip a turn.
He's fucking filibustering all my plays. This game sucks.
Why does the rule say we all have to skip a turn? If we all skip a turn, then that just means we're just going on like normal. This makes no sense. That's not actually a rule, but I know. I can see that in a game. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, wow, Merchant of Venus. It's got like the course has got the Fantasy Flight little plastic spaceship so you can go around and go zoom, zoom, zoom.
Pew, pew, pew.
And you could upgrade your ships and stuff like that. It's a fun game. I do recommend, from when I played it, I was like, you know what? I would play this game again. So if someone sees it and you want to pick it up, $80 is a hefty price tag, though.
I mean, some board games are pricey. So
you know what? That's MSRP.
Plus, you can be like, Merchant of Penis.
But, yeah, I mean, $80, that's a lot. I'm sure you could probably find it cheaper online during, like, Black Friday deals
likely.
And stuff. What?
Likely.
Likely. Yeah. I mean, Fantasy Flight's generally cheaper and stuff like that. Fantasy Flight's still pumping out that Dust Tactics.
Yeah, people are buying it. Somewhere.
Are they really buying it?
Yeah, there are people who are buying it. It's
I never see
it. It should be more popular than it is. But the thing is, we have the warped Chicagoan perspective
of
our games.
It's so bad here in Chicago. Like, we're just like, no one plays this game. Why does this game keep coming out?
40K or Magic. If you don't play 40K or Magic. Good luck, buddy.
I think that there's actually like really hidden community. BattleTech.
Yeah, there's small pockets everywhere. Yeah. But the difference between a game you want to play and a game that people play every game. Like you could play BattleTech, but I cannot go into any of the game stores around here and be like with my BattleTech toys and be like, "Hey, let's play some BattleTech," and find anybody there who wants to play. Not possible.
They'd be like, "Steve, BattleTech.
Why?
Why?"
Yeah, but if you have 40K, you can go into any of the Games Workshop stores and just be like, "Oh, hey, look, some.
Would you like to battle men's?
I want
to
play with my Eldars. Can I use my Tyranids too?"
No.
Oh, I'm not playing with you.
Are they Battle Brothers?
These are the Battle Brothers with the coordinate chain axes.
And then if you want to play Magic, you go to any fucking game store anywhere, yeah, and you get to play Magic.
I never see people playing Magic at Games Plus, but I might just not go on the right days. They might do it on like a specific day.
They're like one of the worst areas from like stores for Magic. I think they don't run Friday Night Magic because there's like people who do like miniatures or something there because they give two shits about
people
Magic.
Play real games.
They give two shits about Magic at Games Plus, and then I think they're running on Thursdays.
Well, the goat,
and they get,
I
like,
know the goat plays it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the goat's huge, but like I think they get 9 to 10 people playing it. Games Plus on their Thursday event or whatever. Yeah. Their payout probably sucks too. But the Game Goat has like FMs where there's like 40 to 70 people consistently.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, as I said, we talked, it's like the warped Chicagoland. I'm sure like you go up to Minneapolis where it's Fantasy Flight's headquarters and like everybody plays nothing but Fantasy Flight shit because that's what they have. They have the Fantasy Flight store
right
now.
There's probably more people who play because there's a place to play. And that's the thing. If you're a game store owner, you can completely have your players playing whatever you want if you just...
You dictate them like little puppets.
You do. You're their, like, you know, for a lot of like young, especially the younger set, you're their role model because you're the cool dude who owns a game store. So don't be a dick.
Going slightly bald with your ponytail, you know.
See, that's a bad look. Nobody should ever just shave your fucking head.
Got the shirt, the belly hanging out of the shirt.
Or do a comb through where you have your hair grown really far in the back and then you comb it straight forward over your head. So rather than a sideways comb over, you just look like an insane person because your hair is all going straight forward.
Every time I hear this groove, makes me want to move.
Seemed like a good segue.
I don't know where to go with that. Who thinks about that?
I just did.
I just did.
Deal with it. Now I'm going to get some Polish sausage and a beef sandwich.
You know what actually I wanted to talk about today? I wanted to make an apology for Dystopian Legions. I figured out... After going through the rule book for a third time and reading every fucking rule and going through it, I realized...
Sounds like shit.
The rule set is very good.
Nope.
It is.
If you have to read it three times to comprehend it, fuck that.
Well, that's the thing is like once I read it the third time, I went, oh, holy shit. This makes complete and utter sense. Here's the problem. This is the problem. It's that they overcomplicate things by taking what we know and giving it fancy fucking names. So if I said you get to reroll your misses, what would you say that would be?
Reroll your misses.
Yeah, exactly. But they call it something completely fucking different. Like they do.
The fleur de raison. The fleur de raison is when you pick up your dice that have already been rolled and roll them again.
Well, they have like...
And they never refer to it that as again. They just call it the fleur de raison. Like, perform a fleur de raison. Yeah. You're like, what?
What does this mean?
You gotta fuck go back. That. No. And, but see, the thing is, because you think you have a grasp on it, guarantee you won't play in a tournament because you don't ever play in tournaments, but I'm willing to bet that you're going to play that game and you're going to play it wrong.
Probably.
You're going to be playing it wrong forever.
I said that at the beginning of the thing. I play a game halfway through and then I just go, oh, holy shit, there's this rule. This makes way more sense now.
But no, you're never going to catch it because it's a miniatures game. So you're just going to keep playing it wrong. And then at some point, you're going to play
the magic
some,
phase, Steve?
At some point, you're going to play some guy and he's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? You're cheating. And you're like, oh. I thought those were the rules.
One of the things that they have at the rule set that it's part of that thing is they have black, blue, and red dice. Like that's part of the thing. It's like certain guns have blue dice, certain guns have red dice.
Really? Are they custom dice?
No, they're just red, blue, and black. It's just like you go out and buy any red, blue, and black. So
that's shit. That's awful.
On the stat card, it says that a gun is a red. If it's a red gun, right? That means you roll red dice, and if on a red dice you roll a six, you get to take those sixes and re-roll them, and it counts as a hit, and you get to roll again. And then if you hit another six, you could keep rolling on and on and on through that. And that's the same thing. And it works like there's a special rule for blue thing. I'm like, you could just fucking come up with an easier way of saying
that.
You could
just use fucking dice. You don't need to color code them.
Yeah.
It's like this guy's dice. If you roll sixes, you get to re-roll them.
Yeah.
If this guy, you rolled threes or higher, so he's got this. That's awful rules.
It's overcomplicating things that you don't need. It's not an awful rule. It's not a bad rule. It's just a bad way of writing a rule.
Not having a simplified rule set, something that's easy to discern, easy to replicate, easy to remember, is bad.
I don't necessarily.
Lack of streamlining kills games.
Well, I don't doubt that. I'm not saying it's a bad rule set. It's actually
Well, yeah, I'm sure some of the most complicated fucking rule sets out there are great rules when you spend 10 years and get a fucking BA and learning how to play the game.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And the
you just don't understand. You're not willing to dedicate yourself to the massive undertaking that is to read the goddamn rule book forever. And then pay attention to all the FAQs. You know, I'm studying for the bar in this game.
Another like overcomplicating is they do range bands, right? And they say
range bands are the worst.
And they were like, it's a range band 1, range band 2, range band 3, range band 4. And I'm like, I couldn't figure out what the fuck that meant by range bands. I'm looking throughout the entire rule book. At the very beginning, it said a range band is, you know, 1 to 8 inches is every 8 inches is another range band. I'm like, well, why the fuck can't you just put that in the stat line? 1 to 8, it's the range. There you go.
That's bad.
If it's 16 inches away, it's, you know,
like, it's bad, bro.
It's overcomplicating the rule set, which is not necessarily the same thing as bad rules.
But it is. Bad rules. Yeah, bad rules can still work. They're just bad. They're just not good. Like fantasy, the rules are getting worse. They're getting bad.
See, no. This is what I consider bad rules. Bad rules are something like, all right. So when you're walking over open, like it's like, okay, your guys can only move. Or they could shoot. They can't do both. But then if you could run twice as fast, but if you hit marshlands, you know, you could only move 1 inch at a time. That's a bad rule. It just makes the game stupid. It makes the game not fun.
That's just a shitty rule. Like,
yeah.
Like bad rules. That's the thing. Like good or bad rule. Like it's you're in the taste level. Like that's where you are. You're like, this doesn't taste right to me.
Yeah, that's what I consider bad. Is like it's the taste aspect.
When I consider it bad, if it's mechanically bad or if it's if it's verbally unsound. Like if you can't explain me a rule. Like if your shooting phase, if you can't explain that to me in a few sentences. Fuck your game.
But see,
fuck your game.
If I look through the rule set, I think I could read through the rules and I could give you a summation of it. The problem is that with Dystopian Legions is you read the rules you get it, but they put so many little caveats onto that. Like, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. You cannot do this. You cannot do this.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
I don't necessarily think it's bad. I just wish that what they had done instead is put out, like, this is how this is played, and then it's like, for, like, advanced rules, like they do in every fucking rule book, you know, War Machine, Warhammer, anything, put that in a little separate section, say, advanced rules for shooting, advanced rules for movement. That would have been a little better. It's just, it's streamlining, like you said. It doesn't, in my opinion, does not necessarily make it a bad rule set. It just makes it unstreamlined.
Which, to me, is bad.
Yeah. Complicated. And, you know, you don't want any complications in your life.
No, I want the game to be simple. I want it to be easy to understand, easy to play, easy to pick up, because at the end of the day, I don't really care. And I want to get the game played rather than having to read the rule book every 3 fucking seconds.
See, I like the complications in my life. I like the nitpickiness.
No one's coming to games. That's why so few people play miniatures games. That's why more people play video games, because they're just more accessible. Like, video game is super fucking accessible. They have to be.
Because it's designed for, you know, just like plug and play. If you can't plug and play a video game.
PC ones too. Even PC games are accessible, which is not the same as a console game. Because a console game, you know, 12-year-old Billy needs to be able to play the game.
Oh my God, you're such a noob.
Halo's 4.
By the way, just added on to that. That was stupid. Adding on to that, the whole election just happened yesterday. I go on my Facebook page. I'm like, whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah. And my cousin, who's 16, is on there. He puts something up about the election, and this girl just starts bitching and moaning about it. And I just look at this, and I write the other. I just went, high schoolers arguing about politics on Facebook. This is solid gold entertainment.
Like, neither of you can fucking vote. Shut up.
That's what I was like. I'm like, neither of you are 18. Neither of you have jobs.
You're both idiots.
You're both morons.
Fucking graduate.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, and what's worse is I was exactly like that when I was in high school,
You're
too.
The worst, dude.
Oh, you were just as bad.
Nope. I gave as much shits about politics then as I do now.
I'm not talking about politics. It's like you just thought you knew stuff about stuff you just didn't know about.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Well, everybody's like that. I'm like that now. You're like that now. Everyone's like that. Everyone is like that until the day they fucking die.
Yeah, but it's worse when you're in high school.
Yes. Yes. The subjects are more in... the grandeur, the scope is larger.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you get proved wrong enough, and like each little like nugget gets knocked out of your Trivial Pursuit pie, and you're like, "Fuck, I've only got one nugget left."
It's like, dude, I know all about driving and the misery that of the work, you know, work a day week. It's like, dude, you work in an arcade 3 days a week after school,
and you jack off in the back room.
Yeah. Swedish fish, delicious. I don't know. Why would I be jerking off on Swedish fish?
I think you were eating the Swedish fish while you were jerking it.
I only know that because in the back room of my work, we had big boxes of Swedish fish.
And you would eat them while you were jerking off?
Well, no. I wouldn't jerk off in the back room. There was no point to that. Why would I jerk off in the back room of an arcade?
Center yourself?
Actually, one of my managers got caught jerking off back there, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not me. One of my managers.
Nice.
Yeah. Good times.
Hey!
All right. So let's go to the viewer mail. I put up on the Facebook page we're recording tonight.
Oh, I got a private message of some viewer mail too, so I'll go on mine.
Okay, well,
you do yours first.
Holy shit! Okay, well, hold on. Let's get this. I'm loading it.
Making fucking noises.
All right, so Anthony. of Play on Fame has asked us, can you please talk about the new Boy Meets World spinoff and direct effects on tabletop gaming?
Girl Meets World?
Boy Meets World.
No, it's Girl Meets World.
Is it Girl Meets World?
It's Girl Meets World. It's Topanga Lawrence and whatever the fucking boy in the future, and it's their daughter. She's the girl. It's called Girl Meets World.
Is that really it?
Is. Hopefully Mr. Feeny is still alive so he can roll back out.
What if it's actually just his voice on Kit?
Nice. That would be fucking sweet. Now you're talking like a sweet ass meta show. I don't think the world's ready for that.
The world's not ready for it.
And you have Mal come over and he's just like, we're brown coats through and through. And he's like, come on, Kit. And he just fucking hops in and drives Girl Meets World around. And then Kit turns into Serenity and it flies around. Or fire.
Why would it turn into Serenity?
Because it's fucking sweet. That's why. And then at some point, Bruce Campbell could show up. That'd be cool.
Well, he's too busy on Burn Notice. Did you?
It could be his character from Burn Notice. Sick crossover.
It's a sick crossover.
Yeah, dude.
USA, and then they could, characters, welcome.
They could fly over Georgia, and you could see, like, Rick's crew, like, in the prison. They just fly over.
Ooh.
Just tie all the things. It's like, what do you want to watch? All the things.
So to answer Anthony's comment on Facebook, it's not going to really mean anything for the tabletop community. It's just going to be really sweet for Steve.
There might be some pretty cool role-playing opportunities.
I never liked Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World RPG.
Girl Meets World just sounds like a Brazzers porno.
It sounds like a porno, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I just never cared for Boy Meets World. I just thought it was a stupid show.
I remember watching it, but it was very forgettable. But I remember all the characters. I remember Topanga, Mr. Feeny.
Well, yeah, I remember just the names and stuff like that. I just always thought that like ABC, like that that TGIF shit.
Whatever. You were still just shattered over the loss of Full House.
I was.
Uncle Jesse, your hair.
I was.
I know.
Who doesn't love the Stamos?
Stamos.
Dave Coulier. Stamos.
What, Dave Coulier?
Yes, exactly. another one I got was someone wanted to talk a little bit about some fantasy and 40K rumors. I know you're just like,
I don't know any because I don't pay attention.
Yeah. There's actually not much going on in terms of fantasy and 40K right now. Because Lord of the Rings is the next big release for the Hobbit.
You fools. That movie's gonna be sweet.
Dosh me. It will be sweet. I just really don't care about that game. Are they relaunching the rules or anything like that? Is it the same rule set or are they
for Lord of the? They're probably just gonna do The Hobbit and War of the Ring or something. I don't know, who fucking cares? Yeah. Nobody plays that game. No one's going to play that game.
Yeah, that game is like pretty. There's nothing to
that
it.
The game is shit. Like 40K.
No. The game is not shit. The game is actually a very, very good rule set. And I'm not talking like bad rules. I'm talking the legitimate standalone game, as it's intended to be played, is a very good game.
The concept is awful. Why would you want to play a bunch of scenarios from the fucking movie?
No. Not just the scenarios from the movie. I'm talking like the basic skirmish level game of Lord of the Rings.
No, it's terrible. I fucking played it. It's so bad.
The only problem is I'm saying the base rule set. Not with all the things with the elves and everything like that. The problem is that when they try to make it with the rule sets for like elves and everything like that and dwarves, it makes it so utterly unplayable.
So what you're saying is if you chop out a whole bunch of shit from the game and take a very tiny portion of it,
no.
It's
you
good.
You take the mechanics of how the game is played. Because it's the same rule set that's in Legends of the Old West.
Yes, but Legends of the Old West has good numbers for their fucking stats.
That's what I'm saying. It's the stats
that
screws up that game. It's the way it's played is actually a very smooth game. If you play with like 10, 15 figures, it's a fun game.
But that doesn't make that game good.
No, the rule mechanics of that game are good. The stat lines are shit.
Yeah.
That's what kills that game. And also the fact that people have the Warhammer 40,000 mentality of I need to have 20,000 figures on the table in order for this to be a mini game.
500 Uruk-hai warriors.
Ooka shaka, ooka
70
shaka,
trolls. Oreo. Oreo.
Oreo.
Oreo.
You know, it's like you don't need that. It makes the game completely unplayable.
It's asinine. It's one of the worst games I've ever played.
Yes. However, the mechanics of the system are good. If you want a good idea of how that game should be played, go play Legends of the Old West, one of the greatest skirmish games of all time.
Bang, bang.
Yeah!
Is that fucking Blazing Saddles? Or
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, okay.
Three. That's the Old Spice song.
City Slickers, bro.
Oh, okay.
Old Spice song is...
All right. So, that's.
So, the long and the short of this is Legends of the Old West, good.
Lord of the Rings, bad. And plus the fact that GW, like, Steve complains about the price of the GW figures. I complain about the price of the GW figures. Nothing compares to the price of Lord of the Rings GW figures.
Oh, yeah.
For the amount of resin or plastic that you get for those figures.
Bend down and spread your anus. Hope
holy
it looks like Goatsy.
Cow.
Because otherwise, you're going to be in a lot of pain.
Oh, my God. The fine cast on those $35 for two figures.
Oh.
It's just like... And they're not even like you have to have multiples of them.
Yeah, and the other ones are recasts of like metals. It's like, come on, what the fuck?
But anyway, in terms of fantasy, the next big release is High Elves, and hopefully they get.
I thought it was Warriors of Chaos.
Warriors of Chaos just came out.
No, it didn't come out. It was just a white dwarf thing.
Yeah, that's the releases. The next one's High Elves.
They're not doing a Warriors of Chaos Army book?
Nope. Not from what I've seen. Not that I know.
Yeah, that's retarded. Whatever, who cares? It's fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, and the new models were so bad this release.
Oh, yes, finally. Finally, back up.
My big complaint, and I complained about
it. Dude,
who
doesn't love double sloth holding, like, a retarded, like, throne thing of poop?
It's, like, that's just...
Drunk friend.
Everything about that release looked like it was kitbashed. And for those who don't know what kitbashed is, that's when you take three different kits and you put them together. You know, we always make fun of little kids doing that, putting their big Slaaneshi, big tear knit claws on their guy, going, he's got
the
big
Space
claw.
Marine's head.
Yeah, he's got the.
Yeah, they got the top Marine. Half, the top torso of like a static Chaos Warrior yeah. on the Juggernaut. Yeah. Like their arms are straight forward. They look like a model that came out in 1995.
Ugh, but the models, like the Juggernauts of Khorne, the Khorne Warriors riding the Juggernauts, just fine. But it's just.
The Khorne Warriors are so fucking static.
I mean, it just looks like they took Berserkers of Khorne, 40K ones, and they just put them on the plastic Juggernauts that came out not too long ago.
I find that the Chaos Fantasy stuff is really just a missed opportunity. They should have just kept it with the Realm of Chaos and had, like, dudes in patchwork, like, power armor from 40K, because that looks cool.
Yeah, and the Warriors, they have a Slaaneshi guys riding the Demonette steeds or whatever
yeah,
they're called nowadays.
The Marauders riding the fucking Seekers.
They look
so
terrible because the Marauders are these huge bulky guys and these things are like little tiny like snakes. So it looks like dudes riding ostriches. It looks terrible. Some of the heads on the Warriors, like the helmeted heads on the Warriors look cool though. Like, but if you're gonna do that, you just go on eBay, find the bits guy who's selling them and buy a bunch of them. The fine cast models, the one guy looks like a miscast Hellboy. The Skyla.
Oh, Syra? Or yeah. Skyla? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have the original two sculpts of him, which are awesome.
One of them's really shit.
The second one I really like. That's the one that has, like, the big scorpion tail. The first one kind of
looks
like a wolf.
He's got, like, a big bulging eye. It's really awful. He's like, dude, he's like Popeye. He's like, rrr.
And then,
the Nurgle. Chaos gods.
Ooh, Skittle, gotta go in. I'm gonna go punch a. Gotta go punch Khorne in the face. And. Yeah, the Nurgle guy, he's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, but he's fine cast, so who fucking cares?
Yeah, the model that they show in the White Dwarf has him like force feeding this like skeletal looking dude like this potion. Luckily, it's a separate piece; you don't have to include it on there, which is awesome because that's the worst part of that model. And then there's the Valkyria chick. She's like
Valkyria the Bloody.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm really excited to see those wings fucking snap.
That's pretty much the problem. It's like,
her wings are gonna be Snap City, baby.
Yeah. It's an overall, like, a really bad release. Not even a rule book. Once again, fantasy is stagnant. Nothing's going on with it.
Because Workshop doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. 40K, Dark Angels are coming out. That's what you got to look forward for that.
Where are the dangles? Where are the dangles? Plasma, plasma, plasma.
Wash, wash here. Scrub, scrub there.
Whether you're bright or bronze.
No, it's
a marine can wash another marine in the grim darkness of the far future.
No, it's wash, wash here, scrub, 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 whether you're white or tan. That's the way we wash away on the planet Caliban.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, see, it's the rhyme. It works.
You had to get the grim darkness of the far future.
The grim darkness of the far future. That's pretty much it.
Think of like 40K now, it's like, I was like, that's the grim darkness of the far future. Like, the only thing that interests me in 40K anymore is the fucking video games. It's like, oh, cool, another Space Marine game. I'll play that. It's like, that's it.
No, it should be fine. I mean, if 40K is still dealing with the growing pains of the new edition.
And I think it's actually 40K shit, fantasy shit, don't get me wrong. But I think I'm just shying away from army games.
It could be very well be it. That could be part of the problem. I'm actually kind of getting a little bit into fantasy again just because I kind of got a spark of like some like, ooh, I want to paint this. So I'm putting together some stuff again and I'm kind of getting back into it.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is funny because like I really like Kings of War and I still really do like Kings of War, but that game, the way it plays, it's not really like a mass army game because every unit, while being big and composed of many figures, functions like a single model.
Like a single model,
so
yeah.
So it's kind of like you have six blocks. You're like playing with six really big models because that's what it feels like.
No, yeah, I understand it completely. And, I mean, that's great. I think, what's it called?
Dicks?
No.
Dick Butts.
The Warlord game.
The Batman. What?
The Warlord game. The
bolt action?
Not bolt action.
Bolt action.
No.
We're going to stick this right in your craw, you kraut.
The Ancients game that they got.
Not Hail Pagan Caesar?
Hail Caesar.
Hail Kaiser.
Hail Caesar, you actually buy stuff.
It's Kaiser.
Sorry, whatever. Hail Caesar.
God damn it.
You buy you buy in larger blocks. Like you don't buy big full units like you were saying, you buy like unit sizes in specific ways.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's precisely how King's War works.
Yeah, but you're not buying, it's not like you're buying like the entire
unit.
Yeah,
you buy 10, 15, 20. Yeah. Like
but you don't take away everything all at once when you lose. You take away chunks.
Oh, for
Hail Caesar.
Hail Kaiser.
Caesar.
Kaiser.
Stop hitting the microphone with your headset.
I only did it once. I can't stop. I just did it once.
Yes, stop.
Only if I did it again.
And, okay, so you go ahead with when you got your little private message.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember. Oh, it was about the vitriol and just general douchebaggery of gamers.
Yeah, I think that's just in general for... Well, I mean, you could go ahead if you got something. I'll craft what I have to say about it.
Basically, it's like people are dicks, and they're just, and if they're having a bad time, they will just do their best to make sure that you also have a bad time, and like they will not. There's just no compromise. It's just like you'll come up with a good point. Like if as an outsider viewing this conversation, I'm not calling anyone out, so I'm not gonna like say name names. We can hunt it down on Facebook. But there was a conversation that this person had, and I looked at it, and from an outsider looking in, I was like. This guy basically, for all intents and purposes, this dude just flew off the handle and essentially was like bashing everyone for no good reason because he was like the best player, like the ringer.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like smack talking fucking everybody. And I'm like, what the shit? It looks completely insane, like from my perspective, because I wasn't involved in the conversation and like that kind of thing. And it seems like there's a lot of that, like people who are like, they're just so convinced that they're so good and there's no reason they should lose. So like, and even like Warhammer tournaments are the fucking worst. Like, my God, do people rage when you beat them?
I think a lot of, especially with mini games as opposed to board games, card games are like that a lot too, but to a lesser extent. I think a lot of it has to do with the investment that you put in there. If you invest $300, $400 in an army or, you know, a deck, so to speak.
See, the thing,
hold on. If you do that, first of all, you want to make sure that you're getting a return on your investment, at least an entertainment value. So if you're not getting that, you're going to be a little on the upset side. All right, that's just a part of that to begin with.
For Magic, I can see that because Magic cards expire.
Yeah,
if you spend $600 on a deck, that $600 is only good for the next, you know, until the next set comes out, possibly, because your deck could be completely invalidated, or at some point your cards will rotate out and you can't use them anymore. So, and Magic, the objective is to win. Like, you're playing to win at a tournament to, you know, advance your level to get money. Like, that's the whole goal. But some people are like that at casual events too, which I was just like, what the fuck? And for Warhammer, it's not like what the you have the army. If you lose this tournament, it means nothing. There's no money on the line ever because nobody plays Warhammer for cash. There's no, like, your army will still be good the next day. And I got a perfect example of something. This happened to me. I was playing with the Tzeentch Demon Army back in the Storm of Chaos days.
Ah, the Storm of Chaos days.
With Bellicor.
The Halcyon days, as I like to call them.
Well, it was Bellicor, some Blocks of Horrors, Flamers, the Disc Rider,
yeah.
Flamers. Degenerate army. It is not fair. That army was overpowered beyond all belief. It was the best army in the game. You couldn't touch it. I never lost a game with it. And not only did I never lose a game with it, I never came close to losing a game with it. The army, before I retired it, I had like 60 massacres. 60 massacres. Like, it did not come close to losing ever. But anyway, I played this one guy, and he was flipping out. He was just, he could not handle the fact that I was just playing the game and, you know, moving my guys out of his line of sight, getting behind his dudes, like keeping him march blocked the whole game and just shooting the piss out of him. And then the final straw was when Bellicor cast his Shadow Curse that hits everything on the table.
Yeah.
And I was using the Tzeentch reroll spell to abuse it even further and like killed most of his army with that spell. Like, they all ran away, and, like, he had a character that was outside of his unit, and his character was generally died. And he was, like, he started, like, getting belligerent at me, and I just looked at him, and I was like, you mad, bro? And then he grabbed his model and, like, whipped it in his case, and he's like, fuck you, and he took all of his toys, and he, like, packed them all up angrily, and I was just like, okay.
And that's actually, I think, also part of it. Like, me, I would have never been in that situation because I would never be playing in a tournament like that. And I don't think if you're playing a casual game of any army game, like that larger scale army game, whether it was 40K, Fantasy, Kings of War, or whatever you want to have it, you would never bring an uber competitive list to just a fun game.
No.
You know, it would defeat the purpose of a fun game. Like, because if you do an uber competitive list, you're not going to have fun. Tournaments are not designed to have fun.
But see, they are fun if everyone... That's the thing. It's playing at a level. Like, if he was playing a very viable tournament competitive army... And that's the thing, is I couldn't understand why he was so mad. Because his list was, like, not even close to a tournament army.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. What you're, as I said, tournament armies are not designed to have... You're not designed to have fun. You're designed to... You're designed to play Wordhammer with it. You're designed to line up your figures, and then both players look at it and go, if I do this. And then you look at each other and go, good game. You shake hands, you take your toys, and you go drink.
But it is fun if you both have competitive armies, because then you actually are competing at the same level. With few exceptions, because Workshop's terrible at balancing, the Tzeentch army was far too strong.
Yeah, I mean, that's Storm of Chaos in general. I mean, I'm sure if he brought a Slayer list, it might have... The Slayer list from...
No, actually, the Tzeentch army beats the Slayer army, because the Tzeentch strength is small, short enough to...
Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, it's like totally degenerate.
Yeah. Or maybe just the Corn Demon army versus yours.
That would have been a match.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to bring my Cult of Slaanesh Dark Elf army.
That was the worst army out of that book. Except it did have really good characters.
No. The Bretonian Questing Knight army. The Knight Errant army.
No, there was a degenerate Knight Errant list. It was gigantic buses. It was huge. And you just like, you basically just derped your army forward and just were like,
what about the dice? What about the Sea Elf army?
The
with the Mist
Guard?
Yeah, where you get to shoot everything at the first turn.
That was awesome.
I know, it was ridiculous. Merworms.
That list was great.
Yeah, that whole book was great. Every army, if you weren't playing an army out of that book, you deserve to lose.
Yep.
But aside from that, yeah. But I think that's part of the. I think part of the reason is that people go into it with wrong expectations. People go in thinking that it's either going to be fun or they're going to be competitive. They don't really understand, because of the autistic nature of the gamer. They don't really understand how to be social and how to social interact. Mm-hmm. With each other. Like, I love to be... I always bring a fun list, like, because I don't participate in tournaments. I wouldn't know how to behave in a tournament. I'd be like, am I allowed to defeat your figures? Is that allowed?
Yeah, are you going to be okay?
I'm really sorry, man. I'm sorry. You know,
yeah, I mean, I'd be
constantly apologizing.
I rage tilt sometimes when I'm playing, but it's internal. I try not to. I don't think I've ever really done it. Like, I've never tried to project, but I internalize it a lot, because most of the time when I'm super pissed from playing, I'm super pissed because I noticed something that I fucked up on, and I'm just like, fuck, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I noticed that. Or I'll think back to like my plays and just be like, I played this so fucking bad, and then I get super frustrated.
You're like Batman. You're like, I've played this game 5,000 times in my head. No. I've defeated you before the first move.
Yeah, except I took the one wrong move that I wasn't supposed to take, and I get so I internalize that a lot.
Damn,
and I was like, fuck,
Robin.
I concede a lot a lot in games. Like, if I I'll just look at it and I'll be like, okay, I can't win. I won't play it out. And like, some people get really offended by that. And I'm just like, why? Like, I was like, you get a free win with max points. What are you complaining about? And he's like, but I wanted to play a game. It's like, dude, you're going to win this game and you're getting max points because I'm conceding. If you want to keep playing, I will just play for the draw against you and it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want me to play and play for the draw against you? Because I will, and I'll get the draw, because you can't do... Like, I'll explain to him, like, how I'm going to fuck him, and he's just like, well, all right. No, like, yeah, that's right. Let me concede so I can go drink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Like, a really good... Like, a good competitive tournament. Like, if you got the best tournament players out there, you got them all in a room, they would line up their armies, they would look at each other, and they would go, like, you win. And then they would shake hands,
well,
and they'd
leave.
Well,
in Warhammer. Like, that's the thing. With War Machine and Hordes, like, you actually can play a game.
Yeah.
And you know, you can actually do things, because there's actually a thing in that game called strategy and tactics.
Oh, well, there's strategy and tactics in Fantasy and 40K.
Yeah, you put your mans on the table, you push them forward and go, choo-choo!
Oh, Steve.
Dude, those games are not tactical.
They're so angry at the world.
They're trash. They're for luck hounds.
You know what we should do? I don't even think we could do it anymore because of the new rule set, but I was going to say, we should just start playing 6th edition.
Fantasy. 40K?
Fantasy.
Oh.
We'll just put together a 6th edition fantasy list and play.
Why don't we just play Kings of War?
Because I don't want to play Kings of War.
It's better than fantasy.
Not better than 6th. I still say 6th edition is one of the best.
6th is good. I prefer Kings of War to it, but I'm not going to knock 6th. 6th was a very good rule set.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the thing that pisses me off so much about 7th is, like, if they would have just tweaked the things that were actually bad about 6th edition and released 7th edition with the bad rules of six taken out, you could have had an amazing game.
Seventh was not too bad. Seventh
wasn't good. It was going in the wrong direction, and then eighth edition just cemented it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue. Eighth is just a completely different game altogether. But I don't. Six was the game at its best. I think everything about sixth edition was really tight. There was, yeah, of course, there was some bad things.
There were some wonky shit. I mean, you still had the bad magic phase.
Army books came out with no playtesting, yeah. So you'd have, like the Dark Elf book was the shittiest book on the planet.
Oh, man,
when
so bad.
Everything was overpriced.
Lap Round was pretty annoying.
The what?
Lapping Round.
Oh, Lapping Round.
Lapping Round was annoying. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't really annoying.
It was just kind of
because it came up all the time.
Yeah, it was just kind of a... It was kind of like, really? You're just lapping around? This
and
is just taking up time.
Fear, immunopsychology was too powerful. Immunopsychology was degenerate in 6th edition. Like, if you weren't playing an immunopsychology army, you were never winning.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen.
But that was after they... Yeah, after... But they even armies that were immune to psychology didn't always do well, like Tomb Kings.
But Tomb Kings had a shot simply because they were immune to psychology, and Tomb Kings did have automatic wins in 6th edition because of fear and immune to psychology. Like orcs. Orcs couldn't beat Tomb Kings. They just lose.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, you're playing orcs? Yes, free win for the Tomb Kings.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Just so that I can still play some Warhammer, maybe I can play against you, we could go to the bunker and play. What we'll do is we'll take 6th edition, we'll figure out what was ultimately busted about that, and we'll put an alternate 8th edition. we'll call Joe and Steve's game classy 8th edition, where we basically say, like, it's 6th edition, but these rules are changing.
Nice. That'll be legit.
Yeah, exactly. So people be like, oh, well, why don't we just play this instead? How about that? Would that make you feel better?
Kind of. I think I'd rather just play King's War.
I don't want to play with six big figures. But okay, one last thing before the end of the game. I was texted this. He said, you're looking for something to talk about on the podcast. Here you go. Who was richer, Tony Stark or Bruce Wayne?
In their movies?
No. Just like overall, you take a conglomerate of movies, television.
Oh, Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Not even close.
Why do you say Bruce Wayne?
Because Bruce Wayne was actually richer than Tony Stark. Like Bruce Wayne's hold, like Wayne Corp was worth almost $1 trillion. It's funny money at that point, the amount of money that Bruce Wayne is worth. Like, it's not even close. Because Wayne Corp had so many subsidiaries and shit, and then he had, like, his trust fund, offshore accounts.
Overseas accounts and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Dude, Batman has so much fucking money, it's not even close. Batman's the richest man in DC Universe he's more wealthy than Lex Luthor, and he's more wealthy than Lex Luthor by a lot, because Wayne Corp constantly fucks Lex Corp over, because... Batman's got more fucking money, and he's got a shit ton. Now, Tony Stark, he's in more of a realistic level of...
Well, this is what I said about Tony Stark. I go, Tony Stark, he makes all of his money in patents and in tech software and things like that. He makes all of his money by licensing out his shit. And so what he does... So I bet you about, like, $2,000 worth a shit ton more than Bruce Wayne. I bet you he was rolling in the dough when the tech boom happened. And then all of a sudden the tech bust... You know, the dot-com bubble burst, early 2000s, he dipped down. So he was down there for most of that. However, I think he was able to be fiscally sustainable through army contracts, military contracts for, like, the Persian Gulf War.
Sure, but Wayne Tech has army contracts as well.
Yeah.
And Wayne Tech's got medical. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
but the difference between that is that in the DC universe, you never had the Kree-Skull War. He made a ton of money off that.
I mean, whatever. If we're talking, like I said, comic book dick measuring, Batman has more money than Tony Stark. Yeah.
Okay.
He just does. It's it because Batman has the points where it's now funny money.
Well, I think Tony Stark had the point where it's just funny money. I don't think Tony Stark ever has to worry about anything.
I mean, Tony Stark's a billionaire. Bruce Wayne is a multi-billionaire.
Tony Stark did. He built a suit of armor.
Became an alcoholic.
In a cave out of goddamn scraps.
Pretty sure the Batman did that at one point, too.
This is what, and then the other part of the, which I'm not even going to justify it, was who'd win a fight, Iron Man or Batman?
Batman.
That's exactly what I said. I go, no, it's Batman. It's always Batman.
It would just be this. Tony Stark would be Iron Man would be flying at Batman, and like a message would come through on Iron Man's suit, and he'd be like, yes, hello? And he'd be like, I've already hacked your suit, Tony. And then he would just fall out of the sky.
And Batman's smiling. Yeah. Not even smiling, just a little smirk on the side of his face like, I did that.
Yeah.
And then he farts.
Batman doesn't fart.
He does. Gets converted to bat farts.
Barts.
Barts. Too bad you don't get any anti-fart spray in your belt, Batman. Shut up, Robin. I get gassy too sometimes. You think Bruce? You think Batman ever eats like a burrito?
Fuck yeah! I think he eats burrito in full Batman attire. He just like busts into some ghetto like Mexican restaurant and he's like,
"Un burrito, por favor." See, and they like give him a, they give him the burrito and he's just like, "This is a good fucking burrito."
Yeah, he's just sitting in the bat costume, just like,
No, he's sitting in the Batmobile, like, oh, just like eating in the Batmobile, like listening to Stern on the radio.
No, he's listening to the police scanner. He's like, burrito.
Robin's like, that smells so bad, Batman. God, Batman, why are you eating that?
Just
burrito?
Wait a few hours, Robin.
It's like, you think it smells bad? No. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, Batman. My parents are dead. Rachel!
This isn't the burrito I need. It's the burrito I deserve.
You ever think he's like that? He's like, this isn't the fart you need. It's the fart you deserve. That joke wasn't funny the first time you told it to Batman.
Oh, God, it smells.
Master Wayne, do you tell the joke about the fat again?
Yeah, like, the only thing that's totally unrealistic about Batman is, like, he always has, like, these females who are, like, just all about him, and he doesn't bang them. Like, give me a break.
Well, I actually believe I've...
Like, Barbara Gordon, he's fucked Barbara Gordon. He's fucked Felicia Kyle. He fucked Batwoman.
Selina Kyle.
Did I say Felicia Kyle?
You're probably thinking Felicia from Spider-Man. Felicia Hardy. Yeah. Thank you.
Selina Kyle. All of the different Batwomen.
I don't believe so. Because you know why? I believe that Batman never went through puberty.
Because he's some sort of gender-neutral superhero?
No. Like, Bruce Wayne himself went through puberty, but I believe that, like, at the time his parents were shot, that ended it. Bruce Wayne was never... Bruce Wayne himself never actually went through puberty.
Like, whatever. In the new 52, Batman took his gear off and banged Catwoman, like, immediately.
See, now that's stupid. That's why I don't read those new books. They don't understand who Batman is.
You know what? Deal with it, because that happened. In canon.
Batman, also homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and I believe that it's completely okay, and I'm actually...
So you're saying Bruce Wayne is straight and Batwoman is gay, or Batman's gay? He's dual sexes at the same time? When puts on the suit, he becomes gay?
I believe Bruce Wayne is also homosexual. And it's not that it's a bad thing. I think it's okay.
No way. He bangs Catwoman immediately.
That's the new 52. That's like, Batman. Superman can travel through, like, fucking fiber optic cable in the new 52.
He was banging Catwoman before the new 52.
You never see it. I saw no penetration, Steve. The second I see a penis enter a vagina.
Oh, it's so stupid.
I mean, I think Batman just enjoys the company of men. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think, fucking Seinfeld over here. I don't think, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, no.
I just don't think Batman's gay. Like, I think I think he's just very fucking not into women. but he will have sex with them, but he's just not into it. Because Batman's not into anything other than being Batman.
Yeah.
Like, it does not matter.
I think he's into dudes.
No, I think he's into being Batman.
I think you'd appreciate it.
He would have hit on Clark by now.
Would he really?
Absolutely. At some point when they were, like, after a battle, like, they were both recuperating together, like, he would have hit on him. He'd have leaned over and, like, kissed him or something.
No, because I think the Batman would actually understand the whole, like, the tactical aspects of, like, being with Superman. Batman would be like, all right, if he puts his tongue in my mouth, he could possibly break my jaw.
Well, no, see, Batman would have to be the top.
It doesn't matter. Either way, it would just be like, he could crush me in a million different ways. I don't think I want any part of this. Where's Aquaman?
Okay, well, yeah, then he'd hit an Aquaman or the Flash or...
Aquaman smells like fish.
Oh, Green Arrow.
The Flash finishes
like
too
Green
fast.
Arrow, come on.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, who wouldn't?
Ollie Queen, clearly, like,
yeah, well,
his name's fucking Ollie Queen too.
He's got that little Robin Hood hat.
No, I think there's plenty. I think there's plenty of superheroes that I think would be actually fine as. That sounds so bad, like, but like fine as gay characters, like, because it would be like, yeah. I get that, like, that seems legit. I think there's also probably a large amount of characters. Maybe not. I'm just spitballing here, but I think there's got to be a decent amount of characters that were written to be gay, but they were not because of the social at the time.
Well,
like,
that's why,
perfect example in Gargoyles. There's one of the this is a totally great segue. Gargoyles. There's a character called Lexington who is a little like he's kind of like smaller and he's a bat thing and he's got webs from his wrists to his legs, so he kind of glides rather than flies. The dude who wrote Gargoyles, I think he's gay. He may not be, but like he specifically wrote the character Lexington to be gay. But because it was a Disney cartoon for kids, he could never explicitly say it, but he tried to like give him like the mannerisms and like, and that's thing. And I think that's good for people to have, because like, especially kids growing up, because like that's got to be, that's super hard, especially if you're from the South or like some area where like it is just not cool because people don't understand, you know, anything.
Let's bring it back to the whole gaming aspect of it. I think we've talked about this before, of like the utter, you know, homophobia of gamers in general.
Oh man, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Like, I mean, everything's the thing that sucks though is, gay people need to. Everyone needs to accept the fact, because I have gay friends who say this, and I think everyone needs to get over the fact that when you say something is gay, it's gay. Like, sorry, dude, that's gay. And it's not a slight against gay people, because I have gay friends, several, who are like, that's so gay.
You can't say that as part of the argument. Like, I got gay friends, it's okay to say it.
No, they say
it all the time.
That's what I'm saying. I have gay friends who say that.
It doesn't matter. And you can't say that.
It's become a part of language.
The vernacular.
The vernacular.
I get what you're saying.
It's just part
especially
of it.
Especially in gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the vernacular, and it you hear it a lot, just like you hear,
that's so gay.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
You know, it's like stuff that you really shouldn't say, but you hear it all the time.
Exactly. Like saying retarded, like you're not...
I like how we've become very socially progressive on this podcast.
I just... That's just how I am.
All right.
I mean, I say shit's gay all the time, or like
I know
retarded.
You do.
And I have absolutely no qualms with anybody.
Well, yeah.
Except for the Dutch.
Anyway, that's about the end of our podcast. I remember 2 weeks ago, or actually two podcasts ago, I talked about a contest involving the castings. I'm retooling it. I'm going to launch it on the Facebook.
Tool.
Yes. Facebook website. So look forward to that in a couple days. As soon as I get that all together, there will be prize into that and everything else like that. But before that, go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs.
Planetarbitrary.com.
Like us on Facebook. You can go to Twitter, and you can follow me at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy.
Game Classy.
All right. So, did I get everything?
I think so. You said something about dicks, and then you said something about Planet Arbitrary needs, and then I think you said something about balls, and then there was something about climax.
Really? All right. Well, anyway, Steve.
Oh, and Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. So, Steve, until next time.
That's retarded. And queer.
Oh, Jesus.